And I will call the Senate Committee on Rules to order, Rules and Executive Appointments to order. And we're still missing a couple of members, so I'm going to start off with our routine job of introducing for the next session bill drafts that will be introduced as committee bills. And when this committee or any committee introduces bills, it doesn't mean we support them or oppose them. It just means that we are getting them into the process. So,
did you want some time?
Do I need to make this motion?
Would you like one of your members to make the motion?
Yeah, to have Brian do it.
Chair Burdick, I move that the following legislative concepts be introduced as committee bills. LC 972 dated 10/25/2018, LC 73 dated 26/2018, and LC 94 dated 10/26/2018, and I'll speak to my motion afterwards.
Okay, thank you. Senator Boquist has moved that the committee introduce as committee bills LC 972, LC 973, and LC 974. Senator Boquist, your motion.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Just reiterating, as you pointed out, committees routinely introduce committee bills for future discussion, and many times things happen with them, and many times things don't happen with them, and many times people vote for them, and many times people vote against them. Simply a procedure for the efficiency of the legislature. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you. Any further discussion? If not, are there any objections? Seeing none, they will be introduced as committee bills. So I will close the work session, and we will open a public hearing now on executive appointments. We will open our public hearing on executive appointments. It's been a while since I've done this, so. Okay, our first board is the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee, Jill Fullerton.
There we go. Workers' Compensation. Isn't that a W?
Welcome.
Thank you.
There's something wrong with our mics.
Yes, 36.
I think if you step back from the mic, they're very sensitive. We're getting some feedback. Thank you.
Awesome.
Welcome. If you could give your name and a brief statement.
My name is Jill Fullerton. I reside in Multnomah County in Northeast Portland, and I am I'm a firefighter with Clackamas County Fire District 1, and I'm looking forward to serving on the MLAC board. I'm already kind of serving the people in my area and looking for ways that I can also help serve the people in Oregon in general.
Thank you, and thank you for your service. This particular board just has a very, for my whole tenure in the Senate, which is quite long, it has a lot of respect. When MLAC comes in with legislation, we know how thoroughly it's been worked through the process, and so I appreciate your willingness to serve on this very hard-working board. Are there other questions?
No, thank you for volunteering.
Okay, yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
We will vote on all of the appointments at the end of the hearing, so don't be distressed if we don't vote right away. So, thank you. Our next board is the Lane Transit District Board. We'll bring up all three nominees, Emily Secord, Joshua Scove, and Caitlin Vargas.
How are you?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Who wants to start?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you, Chair and Senators, for seeing us this afternoon. My name is Emily Secord. I reside in Eugene, Oregon, and I'm looking forward to serving our area on the Lane Transit District Board of Directors, and hope to just bring transparency and further collaboration with the community to the board. So thank you.
Welcome.
I have a short statement I prepared. This is so I don't go off script, which would be dangerous. My name is Joshua Scove. I live in South Eugene in Senate District 4. It's a privilege to be nominated to serve on LTD's board. You have my full board application. I've submitted to you a longer document. calling out a few themes that I'd like to tackle during my time on the LTD board. The changing technologies and business models in transportation and the implications for transit, the urgency and opportunity for climate change action, and transit's opportunity to assist in addressing housing affordability, as well as its continuing function as part of our social safety net. I just want to say a very quick comment on climate change in particular. I currently serve for most of my work as faculty in the Center for Sustainable Business Practices at the University of Oregon in the Business School, and I've been a consultant to business and government on sustainability and climate change for the last 15 years. Training people for the front lines of climate change is my day job, and I think transit has an amazing opportunity to be part of the solutions on that. And I'll leave it at that, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and thank you, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Winters, and Senators. My name is Caitlin Vargas. I'm from Eugene, and I'm honored to come before you today as a nominee for the Lane Transit District Board. Working in nonprofits the last 8 years, both in workforce development and at Oregon's largest emergency shelter for the homeless, I have extensive firsthand experience in the importance of public transportation for disadvantaged populations in Lane County. My interest in serving on the board stems from the transformations I have personally witnessed in hundreds of people who are able to climb out of poverty situations thanks to getting their new job on the bus. Using my experience, energy, and community stature, I plan to advocate for those whose voices often go unheard and stories untold. I look forward to being part of the collaborative conversation to move the needle for our city's economic opportunities. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. I'll bet you Senator Beyer might have a comment or two.
Would I? I don't think so.
Okay, then.
I would think so. If he doesn't have anything to say, that's really sad.
Are there any questions?
Senator Marcus. He's not from Eugene, though. No, that's why.
I just appreciate you volunteering, and since Senator Beyer isn't going to mention it after his meetings yesterday in Portland, please ensure the proper expenditure and expansion of transit or transportation dollars that are newly coming to districts, okay? All three of you are perfectly aware of that and perfectly capable. Again, thank you for volunteering.
Thank you so much.
And Mr. Scove, you probably know my sister Mary Wood, if you work on climate.
I sure do.
Yeah, she's very diligent on that subject. Mm-hmm. Okay, and no further questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have the Energy Facility Siting Council, Mary Winters.
Oh, that's a hard job.
Welcome.
And Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Winters, and Senators. My name is Mary Alice Winters. I live in Bend, Oregon, where I have been the city attorney for 10 years. I practice law in California, Washington, and Oregon. I went to law school at the University of San Diego, and over the years I've represented citizens groups, developers, and municipalities. So I bring the ability to see land use issues through many lenses. I've appeared in front of LCDC, LUBA, and worked with many state and federal agencies and worked on quite a few infrastructure projects and probably looked at more regulations and statutes than I care to think about. I've been a speaker at conferences, and I think the challenge of this position for me would be to look at energy issues from the decision-making perspective, which I think sounds very interesting and like a new part of my practice. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have, and I look forward to this position.
Thank you. Senator Beyer.
Well, I applaud your interest. With all that background, and you're still willing to seek this position?
I don't really know what I'm thinking sometimes, but yeah, I'm busy. But it sounds interesting. And you know, energy and what we're doing with our climate statewide, locally, kind of for the planet, I think there's probably not too many things that are more important.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say, looking at resume, I agree. You have a lot of experiences. And being a coastal person from Coos Bay, knowing that you worked at SeaWorld is an awesome thing. So one of my favorite places on the coast. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
I have to ask a question, because this is class, this is class time, because not only did she have time to write this amazing resume, she sent emails to all of us too. And I sent an email back to her with the classroom question so that she would be prepared when she came here, Madam Chair. And I just, you know, I just want to point out a reminder that when we're going forward from citing, that, you know, just because the legislature has maybe passed laws, future times there may be opportunities for modular nuclear siting and things like that. And I had asked, pointed out to her that we have Oregon State University who was involved in the NuScale development, so that she would be able to have that information added to her resume and be able to go forward. So if she'd like to comment on NuScale or energy, that's fine, or if she's smart and wants to exit, that's fine.
And I did look it up. It's an interesting project.
Right.
I mean, the law would have to change in Oregon, but that's your job, not mine. Right. And if it changed, then all options probably should be on the table. That how we dispose of waste is an issue still, but the technology has changed a lot since the 1980 statute in Oregon. So I would say that if the law changes, that's something that the Energy Facility Siting Council would be looking at.
You can tell she's very skilled. Hang on to that. Frame that.
I don't think of any of those, do I, Madam Chair?
No, you do not. Thank you very much. Okay. Next board is the Oregon Investment Council, Patricia Moss.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Winters, and Senators. I'm Patricia Moss. I live in Bend, Oregon. I'm retired CEO of Bank of the Cascades that is now First Interstate Bank. I currently serve until the end of the year on the Oregon Growth Board and serve on three public company boards and hope to bring my governance and policy-making processes to assist with the Oregon Investment Council.
Okay. How long were you CEO of the bank?
15 years.
Yeah, okay. That must be an interesting job.
Yes,
You've been through a lot of interesting times.
Yes, we have, and we probably have a few more ahead of us, too.
Okay. Other questions? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's great.
Now, got two names I'm probably going to mispronounce, but I'll wait till the person says them correctly. The Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, we have Lisa Bowie and Wonko Ramirez.
Hello, good afternoon, Madam Chair and Vice Chair and Senators. I'm Lisa Bowie. You said the name correctly.
Excellent.
So nice job. Thank you very much. I reside in Oregon City, and I currently am the Quality Improvement Director for the Oregon Health Authority. My interest in the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors really does center around kind of bridging quality and safety culture across the health systems. I believe the role specifically around public payers and my work with the Oregon Health Authority and connecting the CCOs and some of our OEB and PEB plans into some of the work that's coming out of the commission is part of the vision, and I look forward to helping with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Senators. Thank you for inviting me today and providing me time to provide testimony. My name is Dr. Wancho Ramirez. I'm 48 years old. We live in Bend County with my wife and two kids. I'm currently the Assistant Dean for Experiential Education for OSU College of Pharmacy, and I'm also affiliated with the Oregon Health and Science University. I've had 20 years of pharmacy experience, which I had the pleasure of working with institutions like Children's Hospital in Los Angeles, Rite Aid, Albertsons, American Drug Stores, and also Pacific University. I've been in academia for 12 years now, but although I don't practice pharmacy anymore, I still have a personal mission of promoting health and well-being of the public. And as part of that mission, examples of my current projects include helping my students develop the first ever student-run free clinic in Portland, Oregon, and also collaborating with OHA and Board of Pharmacy and increasing pharmacist involvement in the state disaster preparedness response. And I really sincerely believe in the commission's mission of reducing patient harm through education. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you very much. Okay. State Workforce and Talent Development Board, Frederick Poole.
What was that?
We're going out of order on that one. So state, the very last one, State Workforce.
Welcome.
That's the only change to the order.
And senators, my name is Fred Poole, Frederick Poole. I'm director of advanced technology integration at a high tech and wanted to use some of those skills to be a member for the Workforce Talent and Development Board. And the really, I grew up in the state, I really love it here, but the interest in the WTDV really came from my work with students at the University of Oregon Master's Internship Program. I had hired them as interns, they would come up to work with me at my position in technology integration. I was just so impressed at how energized they were, at how they had the skill set to think critically about what they were doing, problem solving. There are big things that can happen in high volume manufacturing if you don't have a clear set of methodologies to think about what you're doing. And when I was approached with this job or this member position in the WTDB, I just thought, why couldn't you apply that to anybody in the skilled workforce? It's about being able to think independently about what you're doing and being flexible at that. And that brings that kind of innovative, creative processes and work out of those kind of fundamental skill sets about being able to look at a baseline problem and resolve it, no matter what your job is, no matter what your skills are. It's an empowering thing to be able to do, to think independently, which is what we all want to do in this society, I hope.
Thank you. Are there questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission, Carolyn Cruz.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Senator Burdick, Senator Winters, Byers, Volquist, and Wadlam. My name is Caroline Martinez Cruz. I'm an enrolled member with the Confederate Tribes of Warm Springs. I am Wasco Tanaino Pit River, Nusqually Hawaiian on my mom's side, and I am also Hispanic, Mexican, mestizo. My father's from Mexico, so I am all mixed up, but that's fine in this day and age. And so what can I bring to the Alcohol and Drug Policy Council, Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission, is my experience. In 1977, I became involved in the alcohol and drug field when the beer and wine tax was passed in 1975 that earmarked in House Bill 2145 for minority programs. The Confederate Tribes of Warm Springs took advantage of that bill, and this is how we started the addiction program with the tribe. It was in 1987, I was recruited to the state, and I worked for the Addiction and Mental Health Division for 21 and a half years. And so what I could bring to the Policy Commission is the whole continuum of care, a full understanding of prevention to treatment to aftercare, and the importance of community mobilization and getting the community involved from the grassroots on up. I returned home in 2009, and in 10 years, I've seen things that I probably don't quite agree with in terms of the Addiction Mental Health Division kind of disappearing from the state and coming underneath the health system. So I would like to be involved with the Policy Commission and hopefully bring my experience to be part of the solution and not the problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? With our legal marijuana implementation, we provided some earmark funds from the marijuana sales for drug and alcohol addiction. I hope that makes your job easier.
I hope so too, but it's my understanding the marijuana tax was used to balance the budget and it did not go to increase programs to have additional dollars, and hopefully that's going to be corrected in the next biennium.
It needs to happen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we have the Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs, Jessica Asai.
Two in a row. Wow.
Welcome.
Thank you, Chair
and Vice Chair Winters and Senators for allowing me the opportunity to be here today to talk with you. My name is Jessica Asai, and as you know, I'm a nominee for the Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs. I'm originally from Hood River, where I was raised on a farm, but I've called Portland home for the last 14 years, and most recently I moved to Northeast Portland. I attended Willamette University undergrad and Lewis and Clark Law School. I used to practice law, but now for the last several years, I've worked at OHSU as a civil rights investigator for the Affirmative Action and Equal Opportunity Department. So I'm very fortunate that I've been able to focus my career on things that really matter to me, such as civil rights and equity. And throughout my career, I've been involved in various boards and commissions. I'm a founding member of the Oregon Asian Pacific, Pacific American Bar Association, which is the Oregon affiliate of the National Asian Pacific American Bar Association. I've also done some work with the JACL and some other boards in the legal community. And I look forward for the opportunity to serve Oregon through this commission. And I look forward to answering any questions you might have.
Thank you. Questions?
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Okay, next is the Behavior Analysis Regulatory Board, Megan Johns.
Good afternoon, Senator Burdick and senators. My name is Megan Johns, and I am a behavior analyst. I've been working in Portland for the last 3 years, working for various, a couple different agencies, helping families with children with autism. I also have been a member of the Oregon, the ORABA board, which is the Organization for Behavior Analysts in the state. And I'm originally from Eastern Oregon, but have moved here for a few years, yeah.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Thank you very much. Where in Eastern Oregon are you from?
I'm from a small town near Pendleton.
Athena?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Just a wild guess.
Because of Bill.
Okay, that's why she didn't mention it right there.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay. Next is the Commission for the Blind, Lillian Goodman. Committee.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Winters, and Senators. My name is Lillian Goodman, and I'm from Portland, Portland, Oregon. I am currently a third-year student at Portland State University, where I'm majoring in accounting. It is an honor to be nominated to serve on the board for the Oregon Commission for the Blind. There's a couple reasons why I want to serve on the board. First, I want to give back to the organization that helped me gain skills in order to be independent. In addition, my second reason for wanting to serve on the board stems from their mission statement, which is to empower Oregonians who are blind fully engage in life. This is how I've tended to live my life, and I want to help other individuals in the blind visually impaired community do so as well. I feel that I have certain skills that'll help me serve on the board. First, I am good at working in team situations. First, voicing my opinions, but also hearing others' opinions as well. Also, I'm very detail-oriented, so I'll tend to look at all sides of things that are being put into place or things that are being revised. Thank you for the opportunity to speak, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And thank your guide dog, too.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, next we have the Board of Boiler Rules, and that's Christopher Bayer and Anthony Hardenbrook.
Good afternoon. My name's Chris Bayer. I've been a steam fitter for the last 21 years, and I'm finally at the point in my life where I have time to give back. And my interest in codes and standards and how they affect public safety has brought me to this board. So that's what I want to serve on it for.
Thank you. Welcome.
Chair Burdick, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Anthony Hardenbrook. I currently live in Cottage Grove, Oregon, and I'm the Director of Utilities and Energy at the University of Oregon. I'm originally from Klamath Falls, Oregon. I spent 27 years in the United States Navy, and I spent a good deal of that time as a technician, a fitter, an electrician, an operator, and I moved up to a foreman, and a manager of the plants, and eventually the chief engineer of several submarines and ships. So that's my background. Currently at the University of Oregon, we operate a 17-megawatt power plant, which includes several large capacity boilers, and we distribute steam to the campus and serve 28,000 students and staff. The position of owner-operator on the Board of Boiler Rules offers me a chance to do two things that I'm very passionate about, and that's safety and public service. And while I'm here, I'd like to thank all of you for your public service, and I'm open to any questions at this time.
Thank you very much. Questions? Senator Boquist.
I just have to point out that, you know, not only is he a nuke boat operator, but he runs the only nuclear plant left in the state of Oregon, too. Is that not correct?
No, we're not a nuclear plant.
That's the Oregon State one.
It's U of O.
Oh, University of Oregon.
Yeah, it's U of O. Oregon State.
See, you took me for a loop when you had this, when I figured you were a nuke guy.
Right.
I
mean,
that's just a complete different class of people in the Navy.
I am open to that possibility.
Okay, we're cutting this off right now. Thank you very much. Okay, next is the Oregon Cannabis Commission, Amanda Borup. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Chair Burdick, Senators. My name is Amanda Borup, and I'm the nominee for the Oregon Cannabis Commission. I was hired by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission in January of 2015. And most of my duties have included initial implementation, stakeholder engagement, rule development, interagency coordination, and licensee education. As the medical and recreational systems in Oregon continue to intersect, I believe the Cannabis Commission can add value to the agencies involved and to the Oregonians that they serve. It'll be a pleasure to represent the OLCC on the Cannabis Commission and be a voice in the conversation about patients' rights and access. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? We actually have two of us who actually served on the marijuana committee.
Yes.
Senator Bayer and myself. We still have a little PTSD over that, but there you have it. But thank you for your willingness to serve. Okay. Next will be the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Alan Connect. Welcome.
So my name is Dr. Alan Connect. I'm a chiropractic physician. I practice in Portland, Oregon, and I'm on my second term for the Oregon Chiropractic Association as a board member, and I've also sat on a rules and advisory committee for the Oregon Board of Chiropractic Examiners. Passionate about my career. The basic premise for myself in both my practice and personal life is knowledge is power, and structure brings freedom. So I'm looking forward to serving with the Oregon Board of Chiropractic Examiners.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee?
Thank you.
No questions. Thank you. Okay, next we have a phone interview with Javier Juarez from the Construction Contractors Board. Mr. Juarez?
Yes.
Hi, this is Ginny Burdick. I'm chair of the Rules and Executive Appointments Committee, and I'm joined by our vice chair, Senator Winters, and the other members of the committee. So if you could just give your name and a brief statement of why you would like to serve on the Construction Contractors Board.
Good morning. My name is Javier Juarez, and I am out of Central Oregon, and I want to be a member of the board because I am bilingual, and there is a lot of Hispanics that don't understand the laws that are written, and I would like to help them out by translating them for them so they can understand them better, so they can be able to perform better at work and follow the laws and rules that are set.
Okay, that's excellent. Thank you for your willingness to serve. Are there questions from the committee?
No, thank you.
We see no questions, so thank you very much, and we will vote on this at the end of the meeting.
Okay, thank you, Edmund. I appreciate your opportunity.
Okay. Our next board is the Board of Denture Technology, Robert Beckner.
Hello, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Winters, and all the senators. I'm Robert Beckner, and I'm for the Board of Denture Technology. I thank you for this honor. I've been 21 years, at least in Oregon, and I'm a licensed dentist in Warrenton, where I have my clinic. I've been making teeth for 26 years now, and 5 years of it making dentures. My clinic is Smile Dentures. I graduated back in 2013 from Bates Technical. But now that there's an American Denture School here in Oregon, my daughter joined me here today. She just applied and got in. I've got another daughter that's a dental assistant, and two daughters that are nursing, doing something in nursing. My father was on the state board of in California for the denture for dentists. He also was a professor there at Loma Linda School. Dental. And my mom's a nurse practitioner at the School of Loma Linda, nursing there as well. And so I guess it runs in the family, the medical stuff. And so I thanks for this nomination. I had a mentor, Curtis Smith. He was a denturist, worked with me in the dental lab field, and he planted the seed for me to become a denturist. And he said it was a hard road, this profession, to become a real profession. We're only legal in about 7 states, and I'd like to see it where when we become 50 states. So I want to be part of that process, and we need a strong board, and we don't have one here, I don't think. At least we haven't. So I'd like to be part of it and fill one of the vacancies, and I know we have more. So thank you for this opportunity to serve. I'm a little shaky because this makes me a little scared and nervous, so I know I should be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Sometimes we forget how scary we are. It's all an act.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, question?
Yes, right, ma'am. Thank you for volunteering.
Thank you. Okay, next we have the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, Meredith Klein.
Good afternoon. My name is Meredith Klein. I live in McMinnville, Oregon, close by to here. I've been a licensed midwife in this state for, it'll be 6 years in January, but overall I've been a licensed midwife for, it'll be 19 years in February. I began my midwifery studies in Eugene at the Oregon School of Midwifery. And in 1996, then I moved to Austin, Texas for my apprenticeship. So it was there that I attained my national certification and state license for Texas. We're licensed state by state. So I've taken a circuitous route back to Oregon, stopping in Philadelphia for 4 years, where I worked in Pennsylvania as well as New Jersey across the river. So I had a license in New Jersey, but not in Pennsylvania, where it wasn't offered. But when I was there, I worked with the midwifery or the Midwives Alliance of Pennsylvania to try to attain licensure in that state, which is still not a reality. for the last 5.5 years, I've worked at a birth center just outside of Salem here. And just this summer, I went back to private practice, private home birth practice. So I feel like I'm a good candidate for this position for my years of experience and also just the breadth of experience working both in home and birth center. I worked for 5 months in a clinic in Mexico, as well as volunteered in a maternity hospital in Haiti. and I consider this a way to give back to my community, as there's more and more studies that are showing the safety of out-of-hospital birth and how midwifery care itself reduces preterm labor and C-sections and overall healthcare costs. I'm excited to be part of the board that regulates midwives in this state and just to keep increasing the professionalization of midwifery.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Questions from the panel?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have the State Board of Education, Guadalupe Martinez Zapata.
My goal is to get an A from Senator Boquist today, too. Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Winter, Senators. My name is Guadalupe Martinez Zapata, and I'm a nominee to the State Board of Education representing Congressional District 1. I live in Newburgh, Oregon. I'm a college instructor of human development and the chair of the counseling department at Clackamas Community College. I also teach Latino studies at Portland State University and Portland Community College. I have worked in public education for over 25 years. I'm proud to say that I'm a product of Oregon's public education system. Throughout my career, I have been a staunch advocate and leader of social justice, equity, and access to quality education for all children in our state. My story and interest doesn't start with my dedication to my son's academic success. I come from a large family with very humble beginnings, long ties to the Pacific Northwest, and a strong value of education. My mother was herself an ardent believer in public education and was intimately involved in our scholastic progress and accomplishment. I recall my parents attending a migrant education conference here in Salem, at least on one occasion when I was just a little kid myself. When my oldest brother had his first child and she was ready to start school, he consulted with my mother about their choices and his predilection for private school. To this, my mother retorted, "I want the best for my granddaughter, just like you do. I'd like to ask you, why would you deprive her of the character that she would obtain with going to public school?" All of our children have since gone on to attend public school, K through 12 and beyond. My sister, who is also an educator, often calls to consult on pedagogy and standards for her second and third grade kids. Our holiday gathering round tables are about the state of public education nationally and locally, and the advantages and possibilities for great growth we have in Oregon. I now wish to extend my genuine commitment to the advancement of the youth in our state by serving on the State Board of Education. I'm eager to contribute to the well-being of our schools and our youth. I thank you for your consideration and would be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Questions? Senator Roblin.
Yeah, I was impressed that your Master's of Arts in Interdisciplinary Studies was concentration in Latin.
And Latin American Studies.
American Studies?
Latin American
Studies. Latin American Studies. Yeah. That's what it was in Finnish, because my daughter was saying Latin was one of the most important things other than Spanish that she took in schools.
Yes.
Because
yes.
It gave you a real understanding of how the language works.
It certainly does. Yeah. My mother was a lover of Latin. So, yes.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Serving.
Do I get an A?
You know, I'm getting an A+ because it's a Clackamas Community College. It's a community college. So you get the A, they get the plus.
Good. I'm going to take that certificate and frame it as well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's never going to happen again, Madam Chair.
I know. Okay. Okay, next board is the Oregon Educators Benefit Board, Susan Miller.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick and Senators. My name is Susan Miller, and I'm here as a nominee for the Governor-appointed Oregon Education Benefit Board. I'm currently the Director of Field Operations with the Oregon School Employees Association. We represent about 22,000 members across the state, mostly classified and in insurance programs through OEB. Prior to that, I spent about 15 years as the Director of Benefits with the American Federation of Teachers in Oregon, and those folks were covered with OEB and PEB. I'm very committed to keeping our workers whole, and part of that is having affordable and sustainable insurance options for them. So I appreciate your consideration, and I'd be honored to serve on the board.
Thank you. Questions?
No questions.
Thank you. Okay, the Electrical and Elevator Board, Brian Richards.
Chair, I want to point out that we must have made the right appointments last time. Let's not screw it up. Our elevators have not been broken for almost a year now, so.
Well, I don't know. Joe Esmond recommended him, so.
Oh, heavily. He did all of us, I think.
Huh? Welcome.
Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Winters, members of the committee, thank you for having me here today. My name's Ryan Richards, and I'm from Oregon City, and I'm here today seeking an appointment for the Elevator and Electrical Board. I worked in the electrical industry for nearly 20 years, starting in Astoria as an apprentice and working my way up running various projects and earning my signing supervisor's license. I've had the privilege to work in a large variety of jobs, such as residences, fish processing plants, sawmills, data centers, fuel terminals, and various commercial tenant improvements all over Oregon and Washington. And I love what I do most days. I lived in Oregon all my life, and I'm excited to be part of Oregon's forethought in energy saving advancements through various policies. I believe it's important for Oregon to continue to have a strong elevator and electric program that promotes safety and energy management initiatives within the state, and I hope to continue these advancements. Thank you for your consideration to the Electrical and Elevator Board, and I look forward to serving the state with the same strong values and principles as many before me. If you have any questions?
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you for serving too.
Okay, next, Land Use Eagle Board Scout of Appeals, Michelle Rudd.
Oh, that's right.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Senators. Thank you for the opportunity to appear before you today and for considering me for appointment on LUBA. My background is I'm
Can
a land
give
use.
Your name for the record?
Oh, sorry. Michelle Rudd. I'm a land use lawyer with Stoll Reeves. I'm in the Environment, Natural Resources, and Land Use group there. My legal practice has been on both the private side and on public entity side, and I have a deep appreciation for land use. I think our environment has a huge impact on our access to opportunity and our quality of life. And I believe LUBA plays a big role in how we make the land use system accessible to people, how we help people promptly resolve disputes, and also create just a bank of knowledge through the decisions that allow other people to learn from what's happened in other similar situations and help the legislature see where they may want to make tweaks. And on an irrelevant point, my husband was a nuclear sub officer, so I have to say go Navy.
Okay.
Any questions?
Good comment. Good quick comment. My condolences are with you, too, by the way.
You've been losing a long time.
Okay. Next, we have by phone the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists, Charles Harmon. Mr. Harmon?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Ginny Burdick. I'm chair of the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments, and I'm joined by the other members of our committee. So welcome.
Thank you.
If you could give your name and a brief statement, we would appreciate that.
Okay, well, my technical name is Charles Jeffrey Harmon, but everybody calls me Jeff. So I'm Jeff Harmon, and I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I reside in Wallowa County, Oregon. I've been here since 1981. I was licensed in 1991, which I think was the first year that Oregon licensed counselors and therapists. I think I have one of the oldest active licenses in the state. My interest in serving on the board is in part motivated by the fact that I had previous experience serving on a state board, and I've also had experience serving in leadership positions on other professional boards and committees. And what I like about that is I like being able to work cooperatively with other people to try to get things done. I think we have gotten some important things done. I also learned that when I volunteer to be of service, I also get something back in terms of learning and in terms of experience. I get a better understanding about what the issues are, and I gain experience from learning how to navigate through them. I think I also have a broad, very broad range of work experiences that I think can benefit the board. I'm a therapist with thousands of hours of counseling experience. Now, I'm not quite sure how this next one will benefit the board, but I also grew my own ranch operation that included leasing 5,000 acres. I took care of 130 cows and put up 1,000 tons of hay every summer. I also created a human resources department for Shiloh Inns from scratch. I started a bronze foundry in Joseph, Oregon, and that was in business for about 14 years. I'm a civil mediator, and I've conducted about 140 custody evaluations in 15 Oregon counties. I think that I've had to solve a lot of difficult problems, and I've had to find my way through a lot of difficult situations. I think this, combined with the fact that I have a broad range of skills and experience and a record of active service, demonstrates that I can be a good contributor to the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors.
Thank you very much. That is quite a diverse background, especially the hay part. Okay. Do we have questions from the committee?
I think the bronze part is more interesting because he did make some very good materials.
Well, it was interesting while I did it.
Well, you gave us plenty of grist for our little mill over here. Any other questions from the committee? Thank you very much. We will vote on these appointments at the end.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next we have the Long-Term Care Administrators Board, also by phone, Mary Amick.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Excellent.
Yeah, we have a phone right here for you.
Oh.
We have two of us.
We got two of them.
So do we want Dane on the phone?
We're looking at the next one down.
We will take him after okay. We hear from her. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair Burdick and esteemed senators. My name is Mary Amick. I live in Scotts Mills on the outer sides of Clackamas County and teach healthcare administration at Concordia University in Multnomah County. Thank you so much for allowing me a few moments to talk to you. My reasons for wanting to be on the board of long-term care administrators is mission-centered. I've been an advocate for elders since I was 10 years old, and my best friend, aka my grandfather, and I had a goal. That goal was to see every Elvis Presley movie ever made. During that pursuit, my grandfather had a stroke and moved into a skilled nursing facility, where it became my mission to ensure our elders receive the quality care they deserve. My entire adult life has been in the pursuit of educating new administrators and leaders in long-term care, as I think it is they who set the expectations and attitudes resulting in quality care. And for these reasons and many others, I humbly ask to be considered as a member of the Long-Term Care Administrators Board, where I can continue my work on behalf of the long-term care profession, administrators, and those for whom they care. May I answer any questions?
Thank you. Are there questions from the committee?
No, thank you. It was a great phone call.
No, I just misread that. But we do have the next one by phone. You can stay there if you want in case we have questions for either of you. Okay, our next appointee is Dane Jensen. Mr. Jensen?
Yes, this is Dane Jensen.
Okay, if you could just give a brief statement on why you're interested in this board, we would appreciate it.
Sure, and it's the Long-Term Care Administrator Board, and first of all, I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person. I intended to be, but thanks for taking this over the telephone. And the reason why is I'm a native Oregonian, and I've been serving seniors and disabled for about 20 years in Oregon. And really, I like to teach and train. I've had four nursing home administrators that I was a preceptor for who are active out there running nursing homes. And I kind of want to be on this committee in order to help leaders grow and kind of give them some direction when it comes to helping develop policy and procedure that they can live by in their careers.
Thank you very much. Are there questions from the committee?
Seeing none.
Thank you very much. And we will vote on these at the end of the meeting.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Our next board is the Oregon Health Policy Board, Kirsten Isaacson and Rosenda Schippentauer.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Winters, and members of the committee. My name is Kirsten Isaacson, and I live in Senate District 21. I appreciate the opportunity to address you this afternoon, and I'm thankful for the nomination to serve on the Health Policy Board. I'm currently the research coordinator for SEIU Local 49. We're a union representing thousands of healthcare workers, respiratory therapists, phlebotomists, nursing assistants, housekeepers, lots of job classifications in both hospital and clinic settings. And I strongly support the Health Policy Board's commitment to the triple aim in improving healthcare for Oregonians. Over the last 6 years, I've led our union's work in monitoring and better understanding changes in the healthcare industry and working to understand how other states have implemented reform and whether or not that's been a good thing. I recently had the privilege of serving as a member of the Healthcare Cost Review Task Force, and I really appreciated the opportunity to dive deep into the experiences of other states to contain costs, but also enjoyed the process of working alongside a group of people with different perspectives, and I really felt like my own understanding of this very complex field grew as a result. So I'm looking forward to hopefully serving on the Oregon Health Policy Board and continuing on some of the great steps that our state has taken towards improving healthcare. And there's still a lot more work to be done. So thank you for the consideration.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, Chair Burdick and Vice Chair Winters and Senators for meeting with me today as a nominee to the Oregon Health Policy Board. My name is Rosenda Schippentauer, and I live on the Umatilla Indian Reservation in Umatilla County near Athena. And I'm an enrolled member of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, which consists of the Umatilla, Cayuse, and Walla Walla tribes, and I am Walla Walla. And I'm also an elected official for my tribe, and we are referred to there as Board of Trustees. So this is new to me, being on this side rather than that side. Yeah, so because I've been in the treasurer of our tribe for over 15 years. And so right now I'm a member at large. I'm getting close to wanting to leave office. And so I decided that I wanted to just be a member rather than an officer. And I'm here kind of the first inkling that I got of wanting to serve on this policy board was when some of the health policy board members and also the OHA director visited our tribe early spring. And they had mentioned to us that they didn't have any representatives from Eastern Oregon. And I thought, well, I think that that should be something that our tribe should consider and see if that we might want to have someone apply. And I happen to serve on our health commission. And so I was probably the most, you know, one that the tribe felt that should apply for this position. And so I did. And it's been kind of a lengthy process, but I think all of these kinds of political appointments are lengthy. I know that from my past work. And so I think what I'd like to talk about is a couple of the reasons why I really did, you know, was the top reasons that I did apply was that I really am looking to expand collaboration between the state of Oregon and the other 9 federally recognized tribes that are located in the state of Oregon. And I believe that together we can provide better demographic data on CCO enrollment, standardization of health equity infrastructure to reduce health disparities, and also to get at the root causes of poor health outcomes, and to build out improvements to care coordination, especially in better behavioral health care integration. And I'd really like to thank you folks for your time and consideration, and I would be honored to serve on this board. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being willing to serve after all the service you've already provided. Are there any questions from the committee?
Thank you. Thank you for volunteering.
Thank you. Okay, our next board is the Physical Therapist Licensing Board by phone with Sandra Hahn. Ms. Hahn? Hi, this is Jenny Burdick. I'm chair of the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments, and I'm joined by Vice Chair Jackie Winters and the other members of the committee. So if you could just give your name and a brief statement, we would appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to me today. My name is Sandra Hahn, and I'm calling you from Madras, Oregon. I've been appointed and seeking your confirmation today for the Physical Therapy Board as the public or community nominee, the community member. My background is I am a registered nurse. I'm semi-retired. I've done all kinds of different things in nursing and in education, and I'm currently interested in mediation, and I'm working as a mediator, a volunteer for the mediator for position for Jefferson County Court. As a nurse, I've become more interested in patient-centered, compassionate healthcare rather than sick care that I think is kind of the norm of what we get more today. So I've always had an admiration for physical therapists because I think they have long been leaders in that meeting patients where they are, working to motivate them, working on their goals, helping them meet where they want to go, and taking them wherever they are at the moment. So I really appreciate that. So that's a particular interest of mine to be on this board. As a community member and as a board member, my understanding is to protect and advocate for the public, which I think I have a long history of doing that in my professional and personal life. And I think that I'll bring some unique and different perspectives as a board member too. So I'm looking forward to serving.
Thank you very much. Are there questions from the committee? Seeing no questions, we appreciate your willingness to serve. Thank you. We will vote on these at the end of the hearing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks. Okay, our next board is the Board of Trustees of the Oregon Institute of Technology, Michael Starr.
Good
Good afternoon. So Mike Starr, I'm a vice president general manager for the Boeing Company. I live in Gladstone, Oregon. I've worked for Boeing in July next year, it'll be 30 years. So I was born and raised in Klamath Falls, from some folks that were born and raised in Klamath Falls. When I graduated from high school there, OIT was Oregon Tech, was a natural fit for me. I excelled in math and science in high school, and the rural nature of it, being where Oregon Tech is, just fit with me. I really at that time didn't have an understanding of the difference between the curriculum of an Oregon State versus an Oregon Tech. The Polytechnical Institute curriculum that Oregon Tech has is hands-on, project-based, and I know that when I went into work for Boeing, actually had a job offer before I graduated. It fit well with me. It was easier for me to adapt to the industry manufacturing. I worked side by side with other what were, you know, the normal professional engineers, and then in my history through, you know, as an engineer and then a manager and then a director and general manager, I've hired and seen hundreds of students through OIT in the big Boeing network, and they excel. So I really think that my manufacturing background, Boeing background, teamed with the other board of trustees at Oregon Tech can really help the college thrive. I have a personal interest. I still have family and friends in Klamath Falls and want to make sure that community is thrives as well. And then also the industry. I know that the students from Oregon Tech thrive in manufacturing, and I want to see that continue. So thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Questions from the committee?
No, just a comment. Oregon Tech has a very, very excellent reputation, by the way.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Well deserved. Thank you. Okay, our next board is the Residential Ombudsman and Public Guardianship Advisory Board, and by phone we will be talking to Mark Williams. Mr. Williams.
Yes.
Hi, this is Jenny Burdick with the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments. If you could give your name and a brief statement, we would appreciate it.
Thank you. This is Mark Williams, and I think you've got my materials in front of me. I've been asked to join the advisory board for the Long-Term Care Ombudsman, the Public Guardian, and something I've had a long professional and personal interest in. I was on the governor's task force that looked into creating the Office of Public Guardian, and so I'm pleased that came to being, and even more pleased to be asked to come back and see how it's going, and look forward to doing that. So I know I've been a lawyer for 37 years, and now I'm down in the South Coast area, so I kind of bring a different perspective to maybe the representation of the board, so happy to be able to do that.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? All right, thank you very much. We'll vote on these at the end.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, next we have the Respiratory Therapist and Polysomnographic Technologist Licensing Board. Very proud of myself for saying that. Sarah Woodman.
Hi there. I'm Sarah Woodman. I'm out of Jackson County, and I'm... What was that? Oh, I thought you said something. So I'm here for the Respiratory Therapy Polysomnographic Technologist Licensing Board. I'm a practicing respiratory therapist at Rogue Regional Medical Center. I've been there for over 10 years now, and I'm an associate professor at Oregon Institute of Technology, or Oregon Tech, in the Respiratory Care Program. I'm always looking for ways to promote the profession, support healthcare, and most importantly, being a professor, I want to show the graduating students different things they can do. So essentially being on a board like this, I can emulate what they can do once they're out of school to help support the profession.
Okay, thank you. Questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you. OK, Okay, next we have the Oregon Retirement Savings Board, Jeff Anderson. Welcome. Great tie.
Thank you. Senator Burdick, Vice Chair Winters, members of the committee, my name is Jeff Anderson. I'm Secretary Treasurer of United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 555, representing 25,000 members, primarily in the retail food industry. As one of my day duties, I'm also a pension trustee on the Oregon Retail Pension Plan. And from that, I'm a member of the International Foundation Employee Benefit Plans, and I'm an international voting director on that foundation of management and labor, where we get our education for whether it's health trustees or pension trustees, representing 33,000 trustees, 7,500 organizations, and 25 million workers. Education is the foremost importance in that foundation, training trustees to manage labor and management plans across the United States and Canada. It's from that I feel that I can bring some experiences in plan designs to and participate on this board. It's been my career, if you would, to 42 years in my local, 32 years on staff, and as an officer for the last 10 years, we've been doing more and more pre-retirement seminars for our members to get education early on. This board excites me in the sense that it moves toward mitigating what we see as a crisis in retirement. So it's it's an opportunity that I would love to serve on.
Thank you. Thank you for your willingness to serve. Okay. Are there questions from the committee? Nope. Thank you. Okay, the next board is the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, Erica Marson and Timothy Sweeney.
Senator and Vice Chair, or Burdick and Vice Chair Winters and members of this wonderful committee. My name is Erica Marson and I've traveled here today from beautiful Beaverton, Oregon. I'm truly honored for this opportunity to address the members of this committee and present myself as a nominee for position of Commissioner of the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. For 18 plus years, I have served students as an educator in the public setting. In my current position as Human Resources Administrator for the third largest district in the state of Oregon, Beaverton School District, my expertise centers around ensuring that we recruit, hire, and retain a diverse workforce that believes that all students can learn and grow. As a nominee for the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, I vow to continue the mission of establishing, upholding, and enforcing professional standards of excellence in the teaching profession. I believe in what the late, great Mandela once said when he stated, "Education is the most powerful weapon in which you can use to change the world." I will work tirelessly and ensure that the world is a better place for Oregon students, including my own son, Barrington, who along with my husband, Barry, is sharing with me this experience today. Thank you for this honor, and I look forward to serving if chosen as TSPC commissioner. Thank you.
Thank you. And Barrington is
Barrington.
Your Barrington. Welcome to our committee. I hope you haven't gotten too bored. Good. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chairman Burdick, Vice Chair Winters, and Senators. My name is Tim Sweeney, and I am the superintendent of the Coquille School District. I've been working in public education in Oregon since 1988, the last 12 years as a superintendent in Butte Falls and now in Coquille. I'm on the executive board of the Confederation of Oregon School Administrators, and I'm on the board of the Oregon Small Schools Association. Looking forward to an opportunity to serve the TSPC board and help out. That's really my goal, is just to pitch in and help make a difference for our students. It's important work needs to be done.
Thank you. Questions from the committee for either of these? Senator Roblin.
Just a statement. It's nice to know that a South Coast superintendent has chosen to do this, and he is the superintendent of the year. So,
congratulations.
And I know he doesn't necessarily like that. And sitting next to him is a person who works for a superintendent that came from Powers, Oregon. So that's really pretty nice.
Yep. Yeah,
we have the high school principal of the year on this committee.
So it's really great to have both of you. And if everything works out that we're working on this session, you will have a lot of work to do because we have a new bill on that came out of the Portland issue with a teacher. That has a lot of ramifications for TSBC. So look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, next we have the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, Courtney Sneed.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Winters, Senators. My name is Courtney Sneed, and I'm a 12-year resident of Central Oregon, lived in Madras for the last 10 years. I currently serve as the Interim Executive Director of the Sisters Parks and Recreation District, and my entire career has been dedicated to public service, both professionally and personally. I'm excited about the potential of serving on this commission for a couple of reasons. Living in Madras and in a rural community, we have had the opportunity to have AmeriCorps Vistas working to expand capacity in our community, and they make a big difference in our ability to serve our public. And so to be a part of a commission that works with that program is really exciting to me. The other thing that's really important to me and at the core of my values is civic engagement, and I'm really excited to bring that perspective to the commission. I teach part-time for Central Oregon Community College in political science and am just a dedicated public servant. I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to also put a plug in. I'm the chair of the 509J Jefferson County School Board, and we're really excited about the upcoming session and the potential for revenue reform and cost containment, and I'm just super excited about the possibility of fully funding the quality education model. So I just wanted to kind of take this opportunity to tie that in to what we're doing potentially on the commission if I am appointed on trying to invest in our youth and in our human capital so that we have volunteers and we have people in the future who want to serve on commissions like the folks that are here today and who can also run for office someday and be sitting on your side of the table. So thank you for your consideration and thank you for your service to the state.
Thank you. And you're speaking to the right person here at the end of the panel here.
She's a fairy godmother. I appreciate that, too. So it is really exciting that you're doing.
Thank
you for your willingness to serve.
Thank you. Okay. Commission for Women, Maura Kelly and Helen Richardson. Welcome.
Hello, I'm Maura Kelly. I live in Milwaukee in Clackamas County, and thank you so much for having me here today. A little bit about me. I am a professor of sociology at Portland State. I have been working at Portland State since 2010. I teach courses mostly on gender and sexualities to undergraduate and graduate students, and I teach advanced research methods to graduate students. My own research is mostly focused on the world of gender and work. Right now, most of my research is about construction workers. I've been partnering with local agencies in Oregon and Washington to evaluate how well we're doing on diversifying the construction trades, creating more opportunities for women and people of color in that industry. I'm really excited about the opportunity to potentially serve on the commission. I have a lot of excitement about the work that I do professionally. I'd love to kind of bring that to the world of politics, and I'm happy to share my skills and knowledge and resources with the commission.
Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Winters, and members of the committee. My name is Helen Richardson, and I consider it a privilege to be nominated to serve on the Women's Commission. I spent the last 27 years as an educator, a mentor, community member, trying to install that education is one key to empowering women. I am currently the Program Associate for the Office of Equity and Access and Advancement, along with completing an administrator internship through COSA with the Salem-Keizer Public Schools. I have continued to encourage students to be advocates for themselves and to make choices that are positive that will have long-lasting effects on their lives. The women of Oregon have made considerable advancement in recent years, but there's more work that needs to be done. Women and girls of color disproportionately experience barriers to equity, including poverty, economic instability, violence, quality health care, wage, and wealth gaps, just to name a few. It is the mission of the Women's Oregon Commission to work for and implement and establish the economic and social, legal, and political equity for women and maintain that, as well as assessing issues and needs of women here in Oregon. I want to join my sisters on the commission for women to help with that work. And I thank you for your time and considering me for this position.
Questions from the committee?
I don't have any questions, but you know she said Salem, right?
The magic words for Senator Winters.
She said, I know you're just an outstanding individual in this community, so I'm looking forward to you serving.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, that completes our roster of appointees, and so I will close the public hearing on these nominees and open a work session to move the following appointments and reappointments to the following positions, boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. Did I get that right?
You got it. Got it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Gold star. Okay, Carolyn Cruz to the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission. Hussein Albaiti and Jessica Asai to the Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs, Megan Johns to the Behavior Analysis Regulatory Board, Lillian Goodman to the Commission for the Blind, Christopher Beyer, Anthony Hardenbrook, and Patrick Lamb to the Board of Boiler Rules, Amanda Borup to the Oregon Cannabis Commission, Alan Connect to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Javier Juarez to the Construction Contractors Board, Robert Beckner to the State Board of Denture Technology, Meredith Klein to the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, Guadalupe Martinez Zapata to the State Board of Education, Susan Miller to the Oregon Educators Benefit Board, Ryan Richards to the Electrical and Elevator Board, Mary Winters to the Energy Facility Siting Council, Holly Jo Hodges to the Health Evidence Review Commission, Marissa Salinas to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Patricia Moss and John Russell to the Oregon Investment Council, Michelle Rudd to the Land Use Board of Appeals, Donald Norden, Emily Second, Joshua Scove, and Caitlin Vargas to the Lane Transit District Board, Charles Harmon to the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists, Mary Amick and Dane Jensen to the Long-Term Care Administrators Board, Kirsten Isaacson and Rosenda Shippentower to the Oregon Health Policy Board, Jessica Gomez and Michael Starr to the Board of Trustees of Oregon Institute of Technology, Jennifer Allen to the State Parks and Recreation Commission, Lisa Bui and Juancho Ramirez to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, Sandra Hahn to the Physical Therapist Licensing Board, Sean Parkman to the Public Employees Benefit Board, Mark Williams to the Residential Ombudsman and Public Guardianship Advisory Board, Sarah Woodman to the Respiratory Therapist and Polysomnographic Technologist Licensing Board, Jeff Anderson to the Oregon Retirement Savings Board, Rory Schmick to the Sustainability Board, Jessica Klassen, Erica Marson, and Timothy Sweeney to the Teachers Standards and Practices Commission, Courtney Sneed to the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, Maura Kelly and Helen Richardson to the Commission for Women, Ada Aranda, Tamara Bowers, Jill Fullerton, and Alan Hartley to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee, and Frederick Poole to the State Workforce and Talent Development Board. Okay, discussion. Objections. So ordered. Welcome, new board members. Yay.
There's a technicality of the vote on Friday.
And we...
one more vote. You'll be okay.
The Senate has to confirm me.
Yes. Well, guess what? I think this one is...
I think it's a pretty good...
I think this one is greased, because I'm going to carry it. So that's a guarantee. So with that committee, we are adjourned. How many